The reason why the topic of the pagan religions of the ancient British Isles is so exciting and so rich is because the material is itself so exciting and so rich, almost uniquely in Britain, Ireland and the offshore islands. If you're a modern Scandinavian or Icelander or German and you think of your pagan heritage, you think instantly of one kind of religion, that is associated with the deities of Ice God, Odin and Thor and Freya and their companions. If you're a modern Balt in Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, you have your own native group of deities, one religion, a great heritage of folk art and folk poetry, and you concentrate on that. If you're a modern Greek, then it's the Greek pantheon of Zeus and Hera and Hermes and Aphrodite. If you're an Italian, it's the Roman equivalent of Jupiter, Juno, Venus and their companions. But in Britain in particular, we have not only some of the finest prehistoric monuments on Earth, from various different ages, very different from each other, but we also were invaded and occupied by the Romans, who brought with them most of the religions of their empire. Then in came the Germans in the form of the English with the Germanic deities. And we have the native British deities who were revealed to us when the Romans arrived, who have very different names and aspects. In other words, we have an astonishing richness and variety of heritage, which makes the topic so exciting. And the question of the survivals of all these different types of paganism through the Christian centuries, in art, in literature, in folk medicine, and in ideas of many kinds, is both indisputable in the sense that the traces are there, and very much disputed, that people often argue about how important they are or how conscious a continuation of paganism was in the Christian period.